Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Mr. Good Day. What's up? I'm your boy, Chad.
Father Time.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another bitch to Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. You know me, Young Dolomite. You know how we always do it. Got my girl, Miss Toy. What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all.
All right. Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, homie?
What's up, man? What's up? You still getting that feedback?
All right, man. No, it sounds good. It sounds good, man.
All right.
Okay. Now, check this out, man. I got a topic for us tonight. I'm going to piggyback on something we touched on last night. Trust and dominance. What you think about that, Ms. Tour?
Sounds good.
Man,
trust and dominance.
Say what now, baby?
Trust and dominance?
Yeah, in a relationship. Trust and dominance in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meaning what?
What does
trust and dominance in a relationship?
Don't worry. I got all the questions I want to ask. I got everything I want to ask. But I guess basically it's like, I want to know about the trust factor in a relationship and the dominance in a relationship. You know, how do you coincide with it all? Butter and candy. What's happening, baby?
How you doing?
You know what? All right, you know, tonight's topic, we're talking about trust and dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to piggyback off of you, Butter. That's what a dominance comes in.
I knew he was going to say that.
That's what a dominance come in, and I'm going to piggyback off of you. Check the time. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to go to this song because, buddy, you always talking about you wonder if you're going to ever find that right man, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm playing this song for you, brother, because if you find your right man, I hope this is the scenario that you go through when you find your man. And we're going to play this song, then we're going to get back into this conversation. All right, y'all?
Okay.
Good night.
What I did today, those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my head there was a ring, but you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being my wife? I will be your man, your protector, your best friend, till my humble life is ended and time begins again.
No, no.
Yo, yo, we back. Miss Bottle. Miss Bottle.
I love that song.
Oh, okay, see, I played that just for you tonight. Cause
oh, thank you.
When you meet that man, that'll be how he sweep you off your feet. So now let's get down to brass tacks right now. So now, let's be real now. You ain't going to meet that motherfucker if you bullshit now.
I do know this.
All right, now, I'm just letting you know. Now, you be saying a lot of way off the wall things. It brings me to this dominance issue that you got.
Okay.
All right. Let's fix your own here.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We gotta let that other one in. That other troublemaker that we love so much. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hey, Janine.
What's going on, sweetheart?
Nothing.
Okay, now, before we even get started, I got a soft drive for last night. We had technical difficulties, and the show cut off.
Okay, is that my phone again? Because I hear a lot of static.
Yeah, I think that's you again, Janine.
I don't know why my phone doing it. Okay, I'm going to call back.
Okay, what's up? Hold on. Now you sound a little bit better. Wherever you was at, you probably just needed to move a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
She must have hung up on your ass.
Mom, Jesus. Candy, don't start no shit today, all right?
Nah.
Tonight's
topic. Won't be right unless I'm talking shit.
Tonight's topic, once again, possibly interrupted.
Okay.
Trust and dominance. Tonight, I'm going to throw this first question out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust your mate or whoever, your significant other, your the motherfucker you're fucking around with, the motherfucker you're creeping with? Do you trust?
You already know my answer.
Okay. Why not?
Mainly because of the age difference. And secondly, because I'm not out there in the streets with him.
You're not out there in the streets with him? What do you mean you're not out in the streets with him?
I don't know what he doing when he ain't in front of me.
Well, he supposed to take you wherever he go?
No. I don't want to go everywhere he go. It's just the fact that...
Well, how you going to... Okay, now, and now we got to get into it. How you going to build a relationship? So, in other words, you pretty much want him to sit around you all day.
That's I love attention. I just, do.
You will get your ass... hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my drink.
Damn, I started you off early, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take a sip of my drink real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you like attention. I understand that. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
A man should give his woman attention.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's to the point where I can't do nothing, I can't go nowhere or do nothing without you getting attitude, then I got to let you go.
Well, considering, like we're not living together. So, and I live on one side of town, he lives on the other. And because of the circumstances I'm in, it's hard for me and him to be together anyway. But if it was not, if I wasn't in that type of situation, if he wasn't in that type of situation and he can come and go and do all of that, then I probably wouldn't be having the problems I have now. So that I can say. But right now it's like I might see him maybe twice out the week.
Okay. Well, can be.
Yeah.
Do you trust your mate right now?
Huh?
Do you trust your mate right now? Huh?
Am I what?
Damn, you said, do you trust your mate?
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
Because he does things that ain't right. That just don't add
up. Okay. So now, my next question is, if you don't trust him, why you with him? I ain't trust to be part of the relationship.
No, I don't know.
Dickmatized, is that it?
No, hell no.
You don't know? You just, okay. We're going to come back to you, Candy. I'm
yeah,
yeah,
yeah
one,
come back to me. Let me think about that one.
Okay. Oh, that's crazy. Tori, buddy.
Yes.
Tori, I think you're the static problem.
I'm the static. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Let me see. I'm at work. Wait a minute. Let me see something.
I know you didn't just beat that phone on the desk.
Welcome to Block. You are now in the host queue.
Hello.
Okay.
when somebody calls the phone and he don't answer, or if you know he likes to be at home and he starts going out.
That's a change in the routine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, so without even asking, I'm pretty much sure y'all, the change of the routine, all y'all agree with, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, okay, that brings me to another, and I'm going to ask this question to Candy again, because she said something about the phone. Can your man leave his cell phone around you without you going through it?
Oh, no.
No?
Temptation's a motherfucker. Because my thing is, like, there was a point in time where I was helping my friend. You know, my friend was in a situation where she was going to go homeless. And I was helping her out, you know what I'm saying, to find her a place to live because she ain't living with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did go out and take her, and I would do this while my kids are in school, you know, during the day. And when I came in, I left my phone on the counter, the kitchen counter. When I came in, this motherfucker was looking through it. So if you feel like you have the authority to look through it and I'm making the payments on it, then I have the right to look in yours. And all I was doing was trying to find a girl a crib so she wouldn't have to move in with me.
Okay.
Or go
now,
home with
her because
she had four kids.
Before that, would you look through his phone? I mean, if you didn't know he was looking through yours, would you look through his?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Why?
Because I would.
For what?
Maybe
if you look for it, you're going to find it.
Right, if you look for it, you're going to find it, but I do it because I don't like to accuse nobody unless I know for sure, and that's how I am. I will not accuse you unless I know for sure. And if I'm accusing you, that means I know.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you
okay,
say.
So did you sneak and go through his phone behind his back, or were you in his
I have never line? Snuck and gone through his phone or nobody's phone. I've always known, let him know I was going through it.
Oh, okay.
But I would sneak and go through it if I need to.
But you're not going through my phone. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're going through mine,
phone,
I'm going through yours.
I'm
going to come over there and get in
your
phone.
I'm going to tell you right now, you
better keep it on
you. Your phone right there. I'm not going through it. And I want the same. I want the same respect.
Okay, well, if you don't go through mine, I won't go through yours. You don't accuse me, I'll accuse you.
Now, you're lying now, Candy. You already just said, without hesitation, you were like, oh, yeah, I'm going through it.
I am going through it.
No, don't go through my damn phone.
Well, what I'm saying,
don't go through my damn phone.
I'll go through your phone.
You get your
phone.
Okay.
But you know, technology is so high tech now.
You ain't got to go through mine, but I'm going through yours.
Wow.
That's correct. Okay. We gonna, Janine, what about you? You going to go through the phone?
You mean just to go through it?
I mean,
nah,
if,
you're looking
if
for
laid
something.
His,
if
yeah,
I'm investigating,
down,
if I'm
I mean,
doing
no,
an
I'm
investigation.
Can't your man just leave his phone around you without you going through it? I mean, ain't
no.
nothing wrong. Ain't nothing happening. He just left his phone down.
Oh, no, I don't go through it. I'm not going to go through it unless I'm investigating something that's even gave me a reason.
Yeah, like I said, there's no reason. There. It's just, I mean, this is the one time he got up, he went to the bathroom or something, but his phone was laying on the table or something, and you look at it. I mean, your first impulse is, I'm going to go through the phone.
No.
So are you going through the phone?
I'm going through nobody's phone because I don't want you going through my shit.
Okay.
Okay, I feel you.
Let me
answer.
I'm going through your stuff. I ain't going to have a reason.
Let me answer the question.
I'm going to get to you. Can you wait?
Okay, I'm patient.
Are you?
Like I was saying, these some rude women tonight.
What up, dude?
You going through her phone, man?
Huh? No, man. I ain't going through no phones, man. It ain't that serious. If I got to go
through
your phone,
like you're going
through
a phone.
He do.
I ain't going through no phone. What for? I got to go through your phone. I don't need to be with you.
That's what you know.
Okay. Bada.
Okay.
Now what?
Now, basically what I need to say is I would only go through the phone if the phone is ringing at an odd time of the night or you sitting right next to me and you don't answer the phone. You look at it and put it down. You giving me reason to want to look
through.
That ain't
none of your business. It's not your fault.
Oh, yes, it is my business. To my man, it is my business.
They calling for you.
Right, and what if they just answer like
calling for me? So if I don't want to talk to them, that ain't none of my business.
So that means
you can ask me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay, let me finish. That's what I'm saying. If I'm in a situation where we laying in the bed at 11 something at night, and it ain't the weekend, somebody calling you, you look at your phone and you don't answer, and then you look at me and try to play like you didn't hear the phone ringing, or to see if I saw you looking at it, and you don't say nothing, then we'll have a problem. But if you look at it and be like, man, I don't want to talk to this nigga. You could be lying and saying, I don't want to talk to this bitch, but you tell me I don't want to talk to this nigga. I'm not going to go ahead and be like, okay, give me the phone or nothing like that. But like you said earlier, when if you're not getting lied to and all of that, yeah, I have that reason. He has lied and got caught in this lie. So I have a lot of reasons why I don't trust him. We've been together for almost 3 years, so.
Wait.
Well, hell, he been gone for like a year, ain't he?
Yeah, but, you know, right before he left, a whole bunch of shit came out that I should have just walked away, but I didn't.
And you still with him now, so there's no reason for you to be going through that man's shit. You chose to still be with him. I mean, everything that he did then, you accepting it. Why are you going through his phone?
Well... He's made the decision not to get his phone cut on, and that might be the reason why.
That didn't answer the question, though.
Okay.
You still with him? Why you worried about his phone? You accepted everything he done in the past.
Exactly.
I didn't accept everything he did. I just decided to stay with him, even though.
That means you accepted it.
If this man did all this wrong shit to you and all this stuff you don't put up with, but then here you are still calling this nigga your man, you accepted everything he did to you and everything from then that point on. Why you going through the man's phone? Every woman has the ability. We can forgive you and move on. If you moving on past that phase, you still going back looking for shit.
Well... Like I said, I don't know. Shit.
I've only did that to my husband. That's the only person I've actually looked through his phone, and that was only for leverage.
Well, you know what? At least you honest about it. At least you honest. That was the most honest answer, other than Troy with yours. That was the most honest answer we've had all night. You know, because you know damn well that's what it's all about, leverage.
I ain't never bring it to him. You know what I mean? When I found something, I ain't never bring it to him. I was like, oh, okay, we got the open relationship there. And I move on from there.
That's how
he better not ever say that to me. He better not ever say nothing about what I'm doing.
Let me ask you a question, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to bring it to him, why go through his phone anyway?
Just so I know. Because I was the type where I wanted an open relationship anyway. Okay? We did threesomes, all types of shit. We did all that stuff. But, so for him to go off and find another woman and not tell me about it was stupid to me. Because we did threesomes. That didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I was open enough for you to come to me and be open and have an open relationship. Hell, you could have brought the woman to the house. That didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to go behind my back and get somebody else, to me, you betrayed me. So therefore, I could do whatever I want. And that's how I saw it. So I didn't use it to put it against him or nothing. I used it for my own you know, my own, you know, with marriage and stuff like that, to know I'm not doing nothing wrong. As far as I'm concerned, he started it, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do.
So you said
therefore I don't feel bad about it.
So you just did it. So when you did go out there and do something, you didn't feel guilty about it?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I mean,
because whatever you do, you should be able to take it. And that's how I feel. When you're in a marriage, it's different. And whatever you give, you should be able to take it.
That's how I feel. Like,
yeah,
really, you doing, when I find out you're doing dirt.
What are you talking about, butter?
Listen, damn it. Listen, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Now, I feel the same way Janine do. Once you find out that the man is fucking up, that's when I move on. I might stay with you, but I'm still out here looking to enjoy myself, just like you out there enjoying you.
Father, you comparing apples and oranges. Did you hear what that lady said? She was giving the man threesomes. She don't, if the man, to piggyback on what she said yesterday, if the man come home and say, hey, I done found somebody, she's all for it. I gotta agree with her on that one. Now, butter, now come on. With your dominant ass, you cannot piggyback on what she did. Cause y'all like apples and oranges. Y'all two different things.
Hmm.
All right, and now butter. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Who rules the relationship?
Oh.
No, we already know the answer.
Right. I give him his respect when he's here, but you know what I'm saying? I rule a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm. That's just what I thought.
I ain't lying, though. I'm telling the truth, though. Can I give him a moment? What?
Babe, bottom, baby. Let me tell you from a male's point of view. Now, you can listen to me or you cannot listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever works for you is just fine. But I'm just telling you from a man's point of view to a woman who seems like she want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you got to calm down. You really do. You got to calm down. You got to slow that down.
I mean, I just want my respect.
Okay, you can get your respect, but you really don't show a lot of respect. You're not showing a whole lot of respect when you saying that he got to do this. Now, remember when we said something about if he asked you, could he get some money from you to buy his mother a Mother's Day gift? And you like, oh, yeah, he can get it, but he better give it back. I mean, how much respect is you showing that man, brother?
I'm showing him enough respect because I actually gave it to him.
But you actually wanted it back.
Right. I have children to take care of.
Okay, your child is his child, too.
I got another one that ain't his.
Okay, but you stated that he treats him just as good, right?
Yeah.
So what's the gripe?
If everything falls down tomorrow, I'll still have my $40.
Okay. We're going to move on.
No.
I got a question.
No.
I got a question.
We moving on.
You're not understanding what I'm saying for real.
Oh, I understand
no.
you perfectly. Trust and believe, I do understand you. I'm not listening to you, but I do understand
wow.
you.
Wow.
Well, I got a clue if you can give it to her, give it to him if she likes you. But if she don't, I wouldn't give him a damn thing.
Yeah, she don't like me.
What are you
and
talking
she,
about?
She don't like her. She don't like her.
His mama
don't
like
him.
Me.
What the hell has mama got to do with it? It's about you and him.
He asked him for me to give him money to give his mama something. She don't
it's
like me.
It, so? You got
right.
Like
you're
her.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
You,
You love him, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. You know his mama ain't going nowhere.
I make her a dinner, she might. Not just playing. I'm just playing.
Give her some Vaseline and some tea. I got a question, though, y'all.
Okay.
Cool.
What do y'all do if, just for everybody, if the person you would, you know that, like, on a normal day or whatever, his phone rings, her phone rings all day long, all day long. When y'all at the crib or y'all, like, alone or one-on-one time and whatever, you never hear his phone ring because then you find out his phone been on silent or he turns his phone off. How do you take that?
That's a part of the sign. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I ask
that
one
question?
Okay, before I ask the question, let me ask the question. How deep is this relationship?
I'm just saying this in general because this is what I do. I turn my phone off. I'm talking about me. I turn my phone off, or I might put it on silent or vibrate, or I didn't get so good with certain people. If I don't want you to hear my phone ring, I can set that person to no ring and still know that this person will call me. But I'm respecting you, and, you know, this is me and you quality time. Why would I want my phone to be ringing and interrupting us?
Well, now, I mean, I understand that point. I understand what you're saying. Y'all not in no relationship. It's just, you know, this is a person you're spending time with. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're in a relationship.
If you're in a relationship and every time your phone rings, it's on vibrate or something, yeah, I'm going to be subject to ask you, well, who is that?
Why?
Now, I'm not going to go through your phone, but I'm going to ask, because we're in a relationship, damn it, that's why.
Quit lying, you know you go through that phone.
I ain't got no reason to go through your phone.
You'll go through that phone.
I don't want you going through mine, so I'm not going through your phone.
Go through it.
You ain't got to go through the phone. You can get on the internet and put my number in and look at my phone log.
Girl, don't be giving away our secrets. We're the only ones that do that.
Okay, I'm sorry, my fault. I'm just saying. No, for real, this was done to me, though. For real, y'all, this is what happened to me. This nigga went through the internet and looked on my phone log and looked at who I was text messages and all this other shit.
And that's why we buy prepaid.
Yeah, because you get no phone bill.
You got to go through all that.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. We got somebody new on the line. Big Mike, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Big Mike.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
All right.
What's your comment, bro? You said you want to comment on that phone thing. What's your comment, bro?
That's some bullshit. If yo, girl.
Wait a minute. First of all, hold on.
Chaz, if you don't hang that phone up on what a guard I'm hanging up, that's the damn thing.
Everybody stop. Big Mike, I know who the fuck you are. Dude.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to break character on my motherfucking show. Dude, don't call this motherfucking show, you bitch-ass nigga. For real.
He hung up.
What are you doing?
What the hell just happened?
See?
What did you say?
That's some bullshit.
Now, back to the story at hand. I'm going to get back to my show again. I'm sorry, folks.
What just happened?
How are you going to leave us out? What just happened?
That's the whole
Don't
family dynamic. We can't even talk about that right here, right now, nigga. For real. That's just.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it. Back to the program.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry, that's a family issue. Sorry. I apologize. Thank you, Paris. Sorry. My ass can get hot and ass shit.
Okay, y'all. All right, y'all. Check it out. Let's go
to
a little
young song.
Everybody would like.
Yeah, you know it. For the best MP3s around.
What's up, y'all?
Email address clmp3@juno.com.
Oh, boy. Okay, y'all. What's happening? Once again, I apologize to everybody. I know I broke character of myself, my fun-loving self, but I'm going back to having fun again, y'all. We're going to have fun again on the show. All right? You good, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Janine, we good?
Yeah, we good.
Okay, Butter Candy, we good?
For sure,
yeah. Okay, all right now. Once again, I apologize to everybody.
I mean, you ain't asked me.
Fuck you. Let me ask a question now. That was a good one. All right, let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the passive one or the aggressor in a relationship? And if whichever one you are, do that role work for you? I'm gonna start with Janine.
It depends on what I'm doing. I'm the aggressive one when it comes to taking care of things, you know, the kids, the household, stuff like that, and at work. But when it comes to my man, I'm the passive one.
Okay. What about you, Bada?
I am the aggressive one when it comes to me and my children and this household. And I am the aggressive one when it comes to everything else.
Now, let me ask you, brother, now, in all honesty, brother, do being aggressive in every situation, do that really work for you?
Honestly, this is how I feel, and this is honest to God truth. I know that I was put on this earth for a man. I'm supposed to be the submissive one. But when I've had to be the aggressive one, it's hard to break that role and become a submissive one when I'm still basically handling all the business myself anyway.
But it's stressful when you do that.
I know that.
Like
that's
that.
Why.
I used to be like that. I can say I used to be like that, and that's something that I had to learn, how to be submissive, because it's very stressful trying to be in charge all the time. At some point, you're going to want someone to be over you and you be the submissive one. And I just had to learn that. That was just something I learned over time.
How long did it take, though?
Actually, it was 'cause when I got married. It was, you know, I think that's what did it.
And that's how I feel. Like, once I get married, I can assume my position. But
I had to do it before we got married. You know what I mean? It was like he helped me transition, basically, to what I needed to be. Because because a lot of men would just leave. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
they don't want to deal with that. So instead, he talked to me and let me know what it is, you know, that bothered him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else care to comment on that?
That's why in a relationship you should be able to communicate, right?
Exactly.
And if you can't communicate, if that woman can't express herself to you,
mm-hmm.
and if you can't express yourself to that woman, you're dealing on a half-assed relationship.
Exactly.
And she, a woman should be able to say what's on her mind just like you say what's on yours, right?
In a respectful way.
You disagree.
Not to downgrade him or nothing like that. It's a way you have to say things.
I disagree.
How you disagree?
Right.
As long as it's respectful.
I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Sometimes, I said this before. But sometimes Y'all saying shit that we don't want to hear.
But what if you saying shit we don't want to hear?
You probably don't want to hear it. And you tune us out, right?
We listen.
If
you
say something that you ain't trying to hear, what you do? You tune them out, right?
No.
Well, why don't you just say so? Then you should just say, you know what, I just don't need to feel like talking right now.
And y'all might not believe me, honestly, but when we have communication where I don't feel like talking, I let him know, you know what, your best bet is not to even say nothing right now, because either I'm angry, too angry to where I can't even hear you, or I'm angry to where I'm not going to speak to you in a respectful manner. And I can honestly say that that's what I do when I get into them type of situations.
But you ain't gonna let the man say that. Once the man, if a man says something like that, it's an argument. If I say, oh, I ain't trying to hear what the fuck you talking about. You ready to argue like a motherfucker?
Well, you don't have to be like that, though. Look how you saying it.
What you mean?
I said, look how you just said it.
Cursing and talking.
Okay, now hold wait. Now what's the difference with? I mean, we got pride too. We got egos and we got pride and we got emotions and feelings too. If you walk up to me and I'm talking to you like, look, I don't want to talk to you right now because I'm gonna cuss you out. Shit, okay, yeah, bitch, you gonna get cussed out, all right? I mean, not saying that I'm gonna mean it after that. I might regret what I said, but you gotta know that's coming. Just like I know if I tell you shut the fuck up, I know that okay, some bullshit finna come behind me saying shut the fuck up.
Exactly. But you tell us that, and we supposed to just take it. We ain't supposed to say nothing because you don't want to hear what we talking about. But as soon as we say it, who the fuck you think you talking to? You ain't my daddy.
Well, I don't do that, so. That ain't me, because I just stopped talking altogether, and you get the blank face.
I know, right? Okay. You want to continue to talk?
0.1%. You're at 0.1%. That's some bullshit. You're at 0.1%.
I mean, that's how it is, you know.
Who is going to get the shutdown?
If you want to keep talking. My son has to tell him, okay, you keep talking, she ain't gonna listen. She ain't listening to you. She just shut down on you.
If you talking crazy, you gonna get the shutdown. That's just all that is. Until everybody, until
okay,
you calm down.
Yep.
Now, let me say something, and I know y'all finna. I know what I'm about to hear, but I'm just gonna say this. And, I mean, I'll probably catch some flack for saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Now, this is Fan City, so we say how shit really goes.
Mm.
All that y'all think that, okay, I'm going to shut down, I know a lot of motherfuckers that got strangled for that shutdown move. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but when a man's sitting there trying to talk to you, and you sitting there talking about, I ain't saying a motherfucking thing to you. And when you feel that hard clench around your neck and you realize this motherfucker choking me, y'all don't realize that. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not. Now hold on. Let me first say I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying the way y'all be feeling like this man took me there. Y'all take a man. Y'all can take a man there too. We all. As us both as men and women, we take the opposite sex to the far. We take them to the abyss if we can. We both do it, male and female. Now, in a male thing is okay. I'm stronger than you. I'm more dominant than you, and you don't listen to me. So his masculinity is at you know what I'm saying. It's being challenged. Like
how
I
was
said,
it if we not saying nothing? If we not saying nothing, y'all
because
talking.
You playing a role. If I'm asking you a question, you playing a role, and you sitting there being quiet, and I'm sitting there looking at you like, come on, answer me, talk to me, and you like, I ain't finna say shit to you. Oh, you ain't gonna. You know what? I'm gonna tell you the same way. I'm gonna tell you this. It's just like y'all. You gonna get a reaction out. I'm gonna get a reaction out of you, just like y'all sit there and think, oh, I'm gonna get a reaction out of him. Now, once that reaction comes, it might be like, uh-oh, I fucked up.
Hold on for a second, man. We got somebody new to the show. We got Sean on the show. What's up, Sean?
Hey.
She ain't new.
What's up?
night.
Right.
You want to get a comment on
the topic? Sean called here to get the business. That's what Sean called for. I ain't forgot you about yesterday.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, what's going on, Sean? How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
You want to comment on the topic?
So, I mean, I just got in on, like, the end part of it. Well, I mean, what's the topic?
You might want to fill in on the topic.
Yeah, y'all don't be like that.
I mean, he's talking about choking women and stuff, and because we shut down when we don't want to talk to them. And this is what Cass is saying.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay, I'm not even surprised. I ain't even surprised. I thought now if it was talking to Pam, I was going to be surprised. Okay, okay, we talking about Cass, so.
All we be trying to do is to not have the argument go any further. You see you mad already, so why keep on at it?
You
ain't going to like the response.
That
no way.
That is so true. But men are so, like, they got this thing where, you know, they got so much power that for a woman to not respond to them when, you know, they saying something to them, it just fucks them up. It's like they want to slap you, shoot you, whatever they got to do to make you talk. So,
but you know what?
Regardless of the fact,
you know
they don't see it that you being quiet is to, you know what I'm saying, so you won't further the argument. They see it as you disrespecting them.
That's so true.
Now, but you know why? You know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-huh.
It's three things. If a man could get three things from his woman, he would be very, very happy. Give him some sex when he wants some sex. Feed him. And keep the damn house clean. That's all we ask
for. Okay, and the women, let me tell you three things women ask for in a man. Trust, honesty, and respect. And then you can have that food and you can have that clean house.
Okay, you know what? That's not even. You know what? I gotta agree with you. Sean. Okay, now as a man, I gotta honestly say you're right. Okay, a man should give a woman that. If he give her nothing else, he should at least give her.
If
that.
He give her those three things, then why she ain't gonna cook and clean and, you know, do all that other stuff? She don't have no reason not to.
Now hold on, damn it. Because Sean, Janine, Barbara, Candy, who am I missing out? Toy. Y'all all know someone that's close to y'all that no matter how good that man treats them, that girl just ain't going to act right. And y'all know,
man,
y'all be looking at her.
And
like,
I agree 100%, Cass. I do agree, Cass. Boy, because them kind of people be pissing me off.
Because y'all kiss their dirty draws.
Now, hold on. Let me just say this. Just like the deadbeat dads make it bad for us, those old tired, ratchet assholes make it bad for y'all, too. Now, are we in some agreement here?
Yep.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. We all in agreement, so we all good. Cause now, you know, just like I do. Now, like I said, Sean, what you said was 110% true. If a man should be able to give you all that and then some. I agree with that.
Right.
But now, you got those women who, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a question was asked to me. They asked me, they said, why do men flock to the lazy hoes?
Why do men do what?
Why do men flock to the lazy bitches?
The
ones that don't want to do shit, ain't got shit, and don't want shit.
Right.
Now, this is my answer. And I know, oh Lord, I know I'm going to catch some flack for it. But I'm going to give y'all my answer anyway. My answer was, and I didn't bother, it used you as a reference.
What?
I used you as a reference. I'm sorry, but I'm just telling the truth. I said because the women who do, I said the majority, not all, but the majority of the women who do for, you know, who can't carry their own weight, they want to be the man and a woman. They want to be the man and a woman. They don't know when to be submissive. They don't know when. And so, you know what? A man would say, I'd rather deal with this lazy bitch. At least she is submissive than this bitch who want to be, she want to be the man and a woman at all times.
That's not the job that I want to hold. Hold on.
Amen, brother.
I'm
going to speak on. That's
the
truth.
Let me finish.
Just let me finish. Because, see, this is the thing. Only time y'all want us to dominate is in the bedroom. Now, we in the bedroom, now you want me to be the man. You want to call me daddy. You want to say, okay, daddy. Now, anything else, you don't want me to be fucking even have a part of it. You want to
exactly.
Do this, you want to dictate this, you want to dictate that. You want to sit there, I get a damn check, and you want to tell me, okay, no, you going to do this, you going to do that. No, motherfucker. No, we're not.
Damn.
No, we don't do what we supposed to do.
Ted,
I'm sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
You mad?
Did I go there again?
Yeah, so you mad?
Nah, I ain't mad. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You mad? You want to take a music break? Wait a minute. I'm going to go to my Bacardi and Coke right now, so I'm sorry,
something.
Y'all.
You need to talk.
I'm sorry.
But you know what else about the
mic to go in my cup?
Maybe.
You know what else about the lazy women? They don't start shit. They don't keep up no trouble, nothing. if you say, look, don't call me because you know, don't call me till then. That's when they gonna call you. They ain't trying to break up no relationship, nothing.
Shit.
Mm. What man don't want that?
You say shit like you a lazy woman that's gonna break up a relationship.
Shit. Any man that wants a lazy woman, that shows something about them.
Thank you.
Because if you don't want a woman, shit. Any man that want a lazy woman, that tells a whole lot about that man.
You're right, but you know what? We don't look at it like that. You know what? Now, granted, the lazy woman is the bad decision in the long run.
Yeah.
But when you be when you sitting there though, when you tired of hearing this motherfucker yapping, running her motherfucking mouth about nothing just because, oh motherfucker, I can't have a meal too. Sit your ass down, shut the fuck up. You know what? That's the mind frame there.
Yes.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad right now. I'm just saying that's where you be at. But then you had this lazy bitch sitting there saying, whatever you like. She's like, man, fuck this old, fuck all this old yapping shit.
She ain't gonna do whatever you like because shit, she lazy as hell.
Exactly.
You're gonna be like, shit. You been came in all sweating and shit and dirty and shit. You like, shit, damn, baby, I sure am tired. And her ass ain't worked all day. You know what she gonna say? Shit, me too, what you cooking?
No. She not now. I gotta tell you this. This is what they get us at in the beginning. Oh, it's all baby. Your woman that made you mad. Now they rubbing our backs, they cooking our food. They doing everything for us that we want you to do. They doing everything. Now once they get us, Sean, you right. Then it's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm hungry too. Bring something on me.
Right.
Now, Now, granted, I said that before I even made my statement, I said we fuck up when we go to the lazy women. But all the women that are working, they're saying, okay, I mean, think about it now. I'm not saying y'all on the panel. I'm just saying, think about how many times the motherfuckers that lost actually, and I'm not saying every man a good man, but think about the good man that's been lost because I'm too dominant, or I want this, or I want that. And
hey, I'm one of those good men. I'm one of those good men.
You had a good man there. You know what I'm saying? You had a good man there, and it just you couldn't see it because you want to keep being.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
I can agree with that, though. I can really agree with that. I really do.
Okay, could I ask a question? If he's that good of a man, then how come he can't work with me and show me my faults and work with me so I can become a better woman?
Because you don't work with him. You don't want to listen. It takes a two-way thing now. He can't do it by himself. If you ain't going to try to listen to him, why the fuck should I listen to you? You know what? You say your ass that mad with your face browned up talking about what the fuck you don't need, what you don't need. I'm going to go to this lazy bitch who's going to give me some pussy, and I'm going to be about my merry way.
Damn.
Wow. I mean, just
that's
like
about
you
all you'll get
to
from
me.
A lazy bitch.
Right.
Well, I'm not a lazy bitch, so.
Hold on, y'all. That's not all you get from a lazy woman. You know what else you get from a lazy woman that a man wants? It's called peace of mind. He ain't got to hear that bullshit when he go over her house that he going to hear at his own house. It's a peace of mind.
And furthermore, if you're a man that got your own job, your own car, your own house, you can send that lazy bitch home.
Well, if you occupy a space with me, then I can pack up your bag and let you go for the night at that lazy bitch house.
I know, right?
You know what?
You like the bitch that don't clean her house, and you like to walk on top of trash and see the whole kids walking around with snot in their nose.
Right.
Sean, hold on now. Baby, now first of all, let's be real. We gonna go get some eye candy. We gonna go get some eye candy. Now we might fuck those booger bears at night,
but if she's lazy, then how you think she gonna be keeping her place?
Now, like I was saying, I'm gonna go get some eye candy. I'm gonna go get some eye candy to show you up. That's what I'm gonna do. Now, like I said, you be your ass quiet. I'm trying to pull you on this, but you don't want to listen. Now, in the long run, if you listen to me, in the long run, like I told you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, but what I'm saying is, for the moment, we don't think like that. We don't think like, okay, in the long run, this bitch is not going to be worth shit. All we're thinking about is, okay, I walk in my house, all I hear is what the fuck this girl yelling about. Now I go into her house, all I hear is, whatever you like. I mean, you know what? I'm not saying that y'all got to get that to us every day, because we don't deserve it every day. I'm going to say, I will come out and say that men do not deserve that every day. But, goddamn, we do deserve it sometimes. Now, not all men. But now, if you know your man trying, if you know he trying, then yeah, he deserves something. He don't deserve hearing. I mean, if you got the pressure of the world on your back from 9 to 5 and from 5 to 10, you got to hear your motherfucking woman hollering and bitching and moaning all day. Come on. Your house is supposed to be your sanctuary. And the same goes for y'all. Y'all house is supposed to be y'all sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got that nigga as soon as you walk in the door, hey, where the fuck my food at? Wait a minute, nigga, hold on. I mean, I give y'all that. But you know what I'm saying? But now, don't sit there and act like a damn man's supposed to do every motherfucking thing and you ain't doing a goddamn thing. And then, hold on now, let's talk about the women who the man or the women ain't working. But then the woman want to sit there and say, this nigga ain't shit. You ain't either.
But the only reason is it's always put out there that the men are supposed to be the breadwinners.
Right. A man don't work, he don't eat.
Right.
Okay, motherfucker, I'm gonna eat all day. Damn, you, your whole, you want to go hungry fucking with me? Cause I'm gonna eat.
And ain't nothing wrong with that if you work.
Goddamn
mind. Ain't nothing wrong with that if you're doing
no
job.
Right.
I'm with
you. If you working, it ain't no thing.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Motherfucker, you sitting there talking about you hungry. I'm be like, I'm hungry too. And I just ate at my mama's house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
I'm
sad.
Right here with you. I'm
that's
cooler
sad.
Than a motherfucker.
Ain't nothing sad
you
about
ate
that.
At your mama.
A man can always
you
go back
what?
To his mama's house and eat. What man can't go to his mama's house and eat?
Well, ladies,
okay.
Everybody.
Right.
All,
okay,
all,
hello,
hold on, hold on. Wait, hold on. Hold on, goddammit. Y'all not finna just sit there and say only a lazy motherfucker go to his mama house and eat. I go to
that's
my mama's
bullshit.
House and eat, and I work every fucking day. I just like my mama cooking.
Thank you.
Hmm. Well, then you can't complain about the woman at home. Then you like your mama cooking, and that's where you be eating it.
You damn right. And I ain't got to pay for shit at your house.
Right.
I got to pay for a goddamn thing at your house.
Right.
Now, if we working together on something, that's something totally different. But if you sitting there every time I put my dick in you, you got your motherfucking hand out, fuck you, and your hand's looking like cups, you can kiss my ass.
You go,
wow.
Boy.
Because Renee ain't ready to fuck bitches.
Wow.
Now. That don't go for all women now. I'm just saying. I'm saying that go for the women that y'all know. I'm not saying nobody.
You know what, though?
My panel are good people. I love my panel. But I'm just saying,
on,
y'all
hold
know
on,
them
hold
women.
On. Hold on, dude. All the women that's talking about they men that do that, that's y'all fault. Y'all got nobody to blame but yourselves.
I thought we just giving examples.
Well, I'm saying, for the women that's listening, that's bagging their man every damn day, after he done got off of work, he tired, his boss been in his shit all day, and he got to come home and listen to your shit, and then you get mad because he go somewhere else? That's your fault. How about, baby, I know you had a rough day, come here, let me rub you down. Let me rub your feet. How about some shit like that other than, nigga, where your check at?
Oh, hell no.
Did you pay the light bill today?
Oh,
did you do
no.
this today? Did you, what'd you do all day? Sit up here and watch Oprah. Get the hell out of here. You ain't even working. You want to talk shit.
Y'all are bad.
I'm gone. Man, get out of here.
I'm just saying. Now, not like I said, once again, I said, not my people on the panel, because I've got to know y'all, and I see that y'all all proud black women, or white women, or Mexican women, but y'all all proud women, and I understand that. Not y'all, but like I said, I know y'all know that one motherfucker that we talking about, that you sitting there talking about, ooh, they talking about Ray Ray, old tired ass.
That's what I was saying. I'm just saying,
right?
get a brother a break. Just get a brother a break. You know, kiss his ass when he walk in the door.
I'm not even going to say kiss his ass. It's not about kissing his ass.
I'm talking about give him a little kiss on the cheek when I say kiss him. Give him a little kiss on the cheek, hey, baby.
Kiss his ass.
No, not kiss his ass. I'm saying,
give him a little affection.
Give him a little affection before you start giving
these
exactly kisses
his
ass.
They went. But now, in y'all defense, we need to ask y'all the same thing. If y'all working women and everything, you say what?
They said I'd rather watch Oprah all day. They hold my ass on how they
do. I'm not talking about the ones that watch Oprah all day. I'm talking about the ones that get out there and they do what they got to do, too. How's your day going? I will admit this as a man. We might kind of be lackadaisical on that. We might be lackadaisical on that.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll get one ear, but not both.
Well, and I will go as far as even saying that
and I know Tima, I'm finna catch it from you, Tima. But I'm finna go as far as to say that the average woman is smarter than the average man.
Amen.
Hold on. All I'm saying is I'm glad I'm above average, but once again,
I'm glad you cleaned that up.
Who was that texting?
Somebody is texting. I heard it. Somebody on Sin City.
Called you out.
On our radio
show
texting. Who is that texting?
That's Janine.
No, that was not me.
She giggling hard.
That was not me. And you done got somebody, dog. Somebody texting their man saying, "I'm sorry, baby. Come on home." Nerve with somebody, dog. You just struck a nerve, baby. Come on home.
You called him, dog.
You struck a nerve. Baby, just come home. I'm sorry. Let's make love.
Oh, he's crazy as hell.
All right, now check this out, y'all. I'm gonna say this. Now, I grew up in a household where the man was the dominant one. My old man, he was the dominant one. But my mother was the smarter one. I seen that. You know what I'm saying? I seen that, and, you know, my old man would say this, okay, this finna happen, that's finna happen, this goes, that goes, you know. She'd be like, yeah, uh-huh, okay. But now, he would stroke his ego to make him think that, okay, yeah, this was done that way, that was done that way, but she did it her own way. She did it her own way, and it managed to keep the house afloat, and it kept chaos down. Now, when I seen that, I'm like, okay, my mother is the brains of this operation. Without my mother, this shit gonna fall. We're going to be fucked up at home just fucking around with him. And that's the honest to God truth. I mean, I'm sitting here looking like, fucking with this dude, we will be on the streets. Now, my mother's like, okay, yeah. Now, he might get her the money. Yeah, but yeah, you go on and do this, and you do that. And don't worry about this. And don't worry about this. Like, yeah, okay. Oh, what the hell is that?
Is that you, Butter?
No.
That motherfucker done came in, dog. He done came home. Somebody done dropped the phone.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, as far as y'all women go, y'all are smarter. And my thing is this. Why don't y'all use that? Butter.
What?
Oh, that's Butter.
You are older than the guy that you with.
Right.
How'd you let this man stress you out?
Honestly, because I'm trying to transform from the aggressor to the submissive one, but every time I do that, he end up basically
acting his age.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Wait a minute, hold on now. We got to shut this.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, before I got one more question to ask. One more. Okay, the relationship that you in.
Oh, boy,
if you
have here we go.
Switch roles. Candy, you were not even in a relationship. Quit with all that. If you was in a relationship and they called for you to switch roles for reasons other than money, would you do it?
I'm not understanding.
The first person I want to ask this question to, Toy.
No.
You wouldn't switch roles?
No.
I mean, but switching roles will make the relationship better.
How is it going to make it better?
I mean, okay, let's just say you're the dominant one in the relationship. But if you sit back and let him be the dominant one, he would provide. He would be the person that everything you need. But now his thing is, okay, what I say goes. Not to say he going to be saying that, saying get your ass up, go cook, do this, do that. But, yeah, he's going to be the more dominant role. But by him being a dominant one, it makes the household better. Did you go through with it?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell did you holler no for?
I would.
All right. Janine, what about you?
I'm already perfect.
What is big girl here? Oh, Lord.
Yes, I would.
I know
I want it, so.
Wait a minute.
I know what I do.
Let me just tell you. And that red little see-through, yes, you are. Butter. Butter, if it called for it, would you change?
If it calls for me to be submissive, man, I will. I'm trying to be, you know.
You have to trust that person.
I'm trying to be already, so yeah, I can do it if possible.
What about you, Candy?
Oh boy. Sure, why not?
You know what? See,
why not
I'm
give it a try?
I'm tell you right now, I gotta go from you. No, this relationship ain't gonna work.
I'll give it a try.
What about you, dog? What about you, Tom?
Better turn that TV down.
You hit me.
I'm getting to you, damn. Can I get to you? I mean,
you
can we get a man's point of view before I get to you? You doing your homework anyway.
That don't matter.
Go ahead. Make your peace. Make your peace.
You know what, Sean? Answer the damn question.
You already hurt my feelings now.
If you don't answer this question, I'm going to crawl through this phone and choke the hell out you.
I'm what?
Mm-hmm. You just got to be talking about that subject, too.
That before or after?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to choke it anyway. Trust me, y'all.
Sean,
I'm going to choke.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yes. Thank you, 5 to 10. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's all
yes.
You got to say?
You want me to say? Okay,
off.
Hell yes.
Y'all just say yes. Yeah, nothing to add on with it. Just yes. Yes. But now, Sean.
I said hell yes.
Okay, Sean, get used to saying that.
Yes.
Okay?
And back it up with
yes.
Something.
Yes.
Why yes?
Get used to saying that, because when I tell you, who is this mine? I want you to holler that. Yes. Yes. Hell yes.
How you want it? You want it like yes, or you want like yes?
You want that way? Whichever way you want to provide it, it don't matter.
Depends on how you doing it at the moment. It might be like yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm out and told you once now.
With pussy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's yours.
Fine, you
all right, y'all.
Now, do you?
We gonna, all right, y'all. We gotta. They starting to cut us down, so we gotta make sure we end the show with enough time left, where they gonna cut us off. So let's get our last words in right quick. We're gonna start with Buddy. Buddy, gang, last words.
Well, I thank you all for the special song and everything, and I am working on my submissiveness And with you all helping me, I think I will succeed. Thank you very much.
You got any last words, Candy? Last words.
I had fun, so thank you very much.
Okay, Janine, you got any last words? What was that?
No, it was a good show. Had fun.
Sound like you
week.
Got to come off a breath.
I know.
What?
Janine, sound like you came off a breath. It's like, oh. Thank you.
Boy, stop. I got something in my mouth. What y'all like to know?
I like to know.
Y'all want me to videotape it and put that on CN City.
Yeah.
And it ain't cash, so I don't care.
Well, yeah. Selfish ass.
All right, Sean. Sean, you got any last words, Sean?
Nah, the show was cool. I'm mad because I came in so late. I was trying to come in earlier, but I see y'all next week around this time.
All right, as long as you showed up. Miss Toya, you got any last words?
Yeah, y'all got some bail money because I feel like I'm going to jail.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go ham, y'all. Pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you, baby.
Thank you.
Just do it in a dark alley. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Can't nobody see you in a dark alley. Hey, Cash, you got any last words, man?
Yeah, man. Once again, I apologize to everybody about being Toy's outburst earlier, but things happen of certain natures. And hey, by the way, VinCity.Spruce.com. Come on, y'all. Let's get on the page, man. Y'all lacking. Y'all ain't on the page no more. We used to, after the show, we used to go to the page. Everybody had a little fun, talk that shit.
I was going on there.
Let's get back into it. I mean, ain't nothing stopping us. Let's get back into it. CNCD.Spruce.com. That's it. Get on
there.
Chat room is open
tonight.
Chat room is open
tonight. I got so much homework. I might not be able to do it, but.
All right, y'all. So,
you don't want to be left out.
Yes.
All right, listen. All right, y'all. So, y'all know we do this every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30 to 10. VinCity.Spruce.com. Get about the T-shirts, the Cavs Chronicles T-shirts, the Sin City T-shirts. Go on there, grab y'all a T-shirt, grab y'all a hoodie, whatever. Put up some pictures, put up some pages, tell your friends about it.
I ain't gonna say nothing about my poetry being missing.
I got you. All right, y'all. They're going to cut us off, so we out of here.
Wanna get